You have windshield wipers that are a bit floppy. Hey, maybe it's a good day to stop in and visit us at Dunge's Family of Autos. We welcome everybody to just drive into service, or you can make an appointment online at dungeschoice.com and get those wiper blades swapped out before it starts gushing on us.
Yeah, totally. And I don't even remember the last time I had my windshield wiper blades fixed, so it might be a good day for me to do the same thing.
You know, hey, give it a squirt. Go when you next break, run out to your car, give it a squirt. If the blades are flopping around, you're going to need them this evening if you're driving. So another thing that you might want to think about is making sure that your tires are making good contact with the road. A good way of maintaining good tires is making sure that you rotate them every 5,000 miles. We encourage people when they come in for the Dunge's world famous 995 oil change to rotate their tires. And even if they don't, we give it a real quick inspection and make sure you've got good tread life. And man, with the rain coming up, you're going to need some good tread life.
Yeah, you definitely will. And anybody can come in at any time, correct?
Anytime. Service department is open from 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. Like I said, we take appointments online at dungeschoice.com, but really about 90% of the people who come through, they just drop in. We have a new app that is helping people kind of gauge how long their wait will be when they do just drop in, and that also is available on our website at dungeschoice.com. So it's a good opportunity for people to maintain their vehicles. And Gary, every time I come on this show, I talk about the importance of maintaining your vehicle. It's a major investment. We love selling people cars, but boy, you want to get the most life out of that car that you possibly can.
Yeah, totally. I agree with you on that. And I know another way of travel, you have a guest with us this morning, I do believe. We're going to try to reach out to him a little bit later on, I think, in the show about the fly-in that's happening in Bartlesville. But how important is it for people to kind of take care of their cars every day, maybe every other week?
Well, you know, a good maintenance regimen starts with an oil change. If you're running non-synthetic oil, an oil change every 5,000 miles. If you're running full synthetic, an oil change every 10,000 miles. Like I said, rotate your tires every 5,000 miles. Make sure they're inflated properly. You're going to get a lot more mileage out of those tires, and you're going to get a lot better gas mileage if your tires are properly inflated and up to snuff. And then just that proper maintenance, when we get your vehicle up on the lift, we do a full inspection. We make sure that your brake pads are good, that you don't need any belts or hoses. Frankly, Gary, the way that cars are built now, the newer vehicles, the maintenance is so much less than when I was a kid. But the investment, the upfront investment, is so much greater. So maintaining your investment, for me, I'm a preventive maintenance kind of guy, Gary. Mm-hmm. And it just makes sense that if you're going to spend the kind of money that people spend on vehicles, let's try and get the most life out of them. That's a funny pitch from a guy who sells cars, but really, I love seeing people get a good life out of their vehicles, and we all do at Dunge's Family of Autos. Mm-hmm. And again, the service bays are open from 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and then we're open from 7 until 1 on Saturdays. And boy, we do a lot of those 995 oil changes.
Yeah, that's the home of the 995 oil change of the Dunge's Family of Autos. What can you tell me a little bit more about that oil change service that you guys have?
Well, it's a 5-quart oil change. It's a complete oil change with fresh oil, non-synthetic, synthetic blend is what they call it. It includes an oil filter, labor, and 5 quarts of oil. Sometimes there's a little bit of an additional charge if you need an additional amount of oil. We do have some federally mandated disposal fees, and of course you have to pay state taxes, so generally people are out the door for $15.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah, that's really awesome. That's a really good deal.
Yeah, it really is. And again, we do a complete inspection on your vehicle as we're doing the oil change. And for about another $20, we will rotate your tires at the same time. It's an in and out. We have a great waiting area, both in our Dungis Toyota facility and in our Dungis Ford facility. Lots of snacks. A couple times a week, we bake cookies. So there are often fresh baked cookies. There's often freshly popped popcorn waiting for you. We always have cold beverages, and
it is the way to do it, indeed. As long as you can fill your belly while your car is getting worked on, I think that's a pretty good exchange there.
It really is. So one of the things I was hoping we could do this morning is talk to an acquaintance of mine about Steve Dunbar, and talk to him a little bit about what's going on this weekend over at the Bartlesville Airport. And I'm going to see if you can get Steve on the line while I'm stalling. Yeah.
Put your headphones on, and maybe we've had a little bit of some trouble getting a hold of him this morning, but I think we're kind of playing phone tag with him at this point.
let's see if we can get him on the line.
Okay, so here's the dial tone, 918-851-1598. And we'll let it ring, and we'll see if we can get a hold of him. Maybe this will work.
Live radio, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, this is Steve.
Hey, Steve. Jason Brimer with Dungis Family of Autos, and I'm here
I kept answering, and I wasn't getting
it. Well, sorry about that. Hey, listen, we are live on the air right now, and we are here at K1 Studios with Gary, and you are being broadcast not just on the radio, but you're also going out on Facebook Live. So, just give you some fair warning.
I'm not a celebrity, so that's good news for me.
Well, you're not a celebrity, but you can tell us a little bit about the second annual Blanca fly-in that's going on this weekend at Bartlesville Airport.
Sure. Well, what got it started was I'm basically a Tulsa area resident, and I grew up in Bartlesville, went to high school here. And I needed more hangar space, so I moved all my airplanes to Bartlesville about 2 years ago, and as I wanted a bigger hangar. And when we moved up here, one of the guys just made an offhand comment, sounds like a good place for a fly-in. And it kind of started from there. I didn't even initiate it. Somebody else did. And so we said, sure, we can do that. So we set one up for last year. We had about 60 planes sign up. We had terrible weather, and about half of them couldn't make it, but we still had a lot of fun. So last year was an experiment, and we asked if everybody wanted to do it again, and so they said yes, and so we got a little more organized this year, and we're expecting about 50 to 60 airplanes to show up this year. The weather's looking a little bit nicer. So that's kind of how it got started. But
that is awesome. So if people aren't familiar with the Blanca, give us a little explanation of the airplane.
Sure. Well, Giuseppe Blanca is where the name comes from. Giuseppe Blanca was kind of the one of the prodigy airplane designers back in the early 1900s. And He was known for building the fastest airplanes. He passed away in 1960, and his grandson, carried the name on. And his son, Augusta, is now an elderly gentleman. And
I believe they were manufactured in Nebraska.
Well, the early Blancas was an East Coast corporation, but the Vikings that we are flying now are manufactured in Alexandria, Minnesota.
Okay.
And that production line ceased just a few years ago, basically because the talent that it took to build these airplanes, basically those guys got old and passed away. So that's becoming a lost art now. And so, it's kind of an old world design. The wing was designed for this airplane back in right after World War II. First, a similar model to the Viking was built in 1947. Mm-hmm. It's a wood wing airplane, and took special skills to build that. And that wing design has been passed along through several models that started out on what was called a cruise air. And then later, another line came along. It's called the Cruise Master. And then finally, the Viking, which is primarily what's out here arriving this week.
And the Vikings are...
All the Viking models are invited to show up, but it'll be primarily the Vikings. But that wing was preserved all through since 1947. And it was just beefed up and modified to handle the higher cruising speeds and the heavier weights of the aircraft over the years.
And how, so you have a Viking. It's a single engine,
yes.
Radial engine, isn't it?
No, it's a single engine, six cylinder Continental powered aircraft, which is a typical engine in modern general aviation aircraft that you see on Beechcraft and Cessna and Pipers as well. And so, and those engines have been around, you know, since the 50s, early 50s, and with modifications over the years, of course. So, 300 horsepower engine. They're a six-cylinder, horizontally opposed engine. It looks like a gigantic Porsche engine. Is that what it looks like?
Yeah.
If you're familiar with air-cooled engines. And so, anyway, these aircraft cruise from 180 to 240 miles an hour, depending on the version. And the Viking itself has been produced since 1966. And the last one that was actually produced in Alexandria was in 2006. You could have had one built for a few years after that until, you know, like I said, the talent just got old and passed on. They're no longer building the airplanes, but there's still factory support on all the parts.
How many?
So it's still a very popular airplane.
How many hours do you have on your plane?
On the Viking, probably around 1,500.
Okay. So we were just talking about preventive maintenance on mm-hmm. automobiles, and there's nothing more important than preventive maintenance on aircraft.
Sure. Yeah. We go through an annual inspection every year. It's required of us by the FAA as any general aviation aircraft. And there's FAA-designated examiners that have to sign off on any work that's performed on these airplanes.
Those red tags.
Excuse me?
Those red tags.
Oh, yeah. All kinds of signatures and logbooks. So the work is documented. And so for the most part, the airplanes are very well maintained and in good, safe flying condition, which is just kind of the way it works in aviation.
So in terms of the...
You can't wait until it quits running and pull over to the side of the road.
It's hard to pull over.
No,
so in terms of the fly-in, you said you're expecting about 50 airplanes coming in?
We have 54 officially signed up. We've had a few cancellations. We also know of some others that will probably show up that didn't sign the list. So I'm just going to guess we'll probably end up with around 50 airplanes.
That's a pretty good rush of guests for Bartlesville.
Right.
Where are you guys housing?
Well, we don't have a official headquarters or anything like that. We have a forum, though, that we all kind of join. It was started by another member, and it's called VikingPilots.com, and that's kind of how we all met, you know, electronically. And then a lot of the folks coming to this event were meeting face-to-face for the first time for many of us.
That's beautiful.
So that was the purpose to get together, was kind of meet each other.
So where are some of the people coming in from?
California, New Jersey, Arizona, Arkansas, from Idaho. We got one coming in from Idaho today.
That's
so from everywhere.
You know,
the only states that we haven't heard from is Alaska and Hawaii.
That's pretty impressive. At a cruising speed of about 150, did you say?
About 200.
200. Okay, so that's you could do Idaho to Bartlesville.
That's a pretty long trip.
It's a slap, but it's doable.
So they'll probably make one or two stops for fuel and rest, you know, just because 3 hours is probably a good distance to go, and they'll probably fly 3 hours and stop, and fly three more hours, and they'll probably be here.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense. And a lot of your guests are going to be staying at Price Tower, from what I understand.
We have some rooms reserved at the Garden Inn is our host hotel, and we also reserve some rooms at Price Tower.
And you're going to show them a little bit of our part of the world, aren't you?
Yes. I grew up in Bartlesville, went to high school here, so I learned to fly at Bartlesville, and I like it here. It's a pretty setting for a fly-in. In the past, we've had other fly-ins. The Tulsa fly-in was out here for more than 20 years until the sponsor of that event got too old to take care of it. And also the antique biplane.
The biplane
was here for more than 20 years.
Yeah. I that was my first fly-in was the biplanes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that drew a large crowd. This event has the potential to draw that same size crowd. It's just going to take 3 or 4 years for it to kind of catch on, I think.
Snowball
and,
a little bit.
Gain the recognition of those who maybe are not on the blog right now and make them aware that we're doing this.
Okay, so let's say I'm a 12-year-old boy in a 55-year-old man's body, and I want to come out and look at some airplanes this weekend. What's my opportunity?
Well, Saturday we're calling it a public day like we did last year from 9 to 2. We're just inviting the public to come out and look around. We'll show them our airplanes, and anything you want to know about them, we'll open the door and let you look in and discover whatever it is you want to know about these airplanes.
So is there a fee that you're charging to...
We're not charging a fee. We're asking for a voluntary donation of $5 if you want to kick in, and we're just kind of using that to maybe support cleanup activities around here and things like that.
Makes sense.
Place clean, help out with Phillips Aviation. They're sponsoring us a little bit with a couple of vehicles and helping out with any needs that we might have. So we just thought we'd try to help them keep the place clean.
So if you've got the airplane bug, or you maybe have a son or daughter who has the airplane bug, Saturday out at the Bartlesville Airport, you're going to be out there all day?
Yeah, I'm going to be here all day long until everybody's gone on Sunday. So,
all right.
Well, Steve, the departure day, most of you guys will be out here at 8 o'clock, taking off and heading home. So, Saturday we're cutting our public day off at 2 o'clock because we have some presentations that are going to be given by some of the owners, and we want to take the time to watch some show and tell that these guys have volunteered to give us, and then we're going to go eat supper after that.
Makes sense. So get out to the airport before 2 on Saturday. Encourage your kids to go out. Gorgeous airplanes.
We're glad to show them these airplanes, and we've learned also that another group called the Oklahoma Pilots Association is going to show up. They have some kind of a function every month, and they just happen to be flying in here at 11 o'clock on Saturday, so we're expecting a dozen or 15 or 20 of their airplanes
to show
up.
Oh, that is great.
And we invited them to come and look, and they probably will be friendly to show their airplanes off as well. So,
I like I said, 12-year-old boy trapped in a 55-year-old man's body. This is my kind of activity for a weekend, going out and looking at some classic airplanes, and probably a lot of other cool aircraft coming in with the Oklahoma Pilots Association. Yeah.
Phillips Petroleum is having some kind of a celebration event this weekend, so they have a lot of corporate jets that are going to be landing Saturday morning as well from Houston. So it sounds like it's going to be a busy day Saturday.
I love it. Our little airport gets some love and some activity. And really, if you're listening and you're trying to plan an activity for before 2 o'clock on Saturday, head out to the airport, take a look at these Blanca aircraft, gorgeous aircraft. Take a look at all of the other activity that's out there at the airport, and see if you can take a young person and get them interested in flying.
Sure, definitely. Yeah, these are unique and very pretty airplanes, so they're worth taking a look at.
Well, Steve, I really appreciate it. I hope that you have great weather and great flying and a huge crowd. Thanks for bringing people to Bartlesville.
Well, thank you for your interview and look forward to meeting you in person. So be sure and come out.
I will be out there.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Oh, very good. Gary, we have some awesome things going on in this community, I'll tell you. So the Blanca fly-in this weekend at the Bartlesville Airport. You know, bringing in 50 yeah. people for a weekend, that's pretty much a big deal.
It is a big deal, and he was just talking about last year how they had a little bit of some rough weather to start. Obviously, as we mentioned at the start of the show, going to have some rough weather tonight, but it shouldn't affect it looking at the forecast for the rest of the
weekend. Should be nice and clear for the rest of the weekend, but yeah, you're right. We are going to have a little bit of weather, and again, you know, if you have those floppy windshield wipers, today's the day. Do it before you get caught in the rain tonight. Mm-hmm. And if you are driving around with that little indicator light that says change your oil, drop by Dungey's Family of Autos. We will take care of you, get you in and out for $9.95. You cannot beat that for an oil change. You know, the oil changes, I'm going to segue on my own oil change subject here. One of the things that Mr. Dungey's is doing right now, he's out in Las Vegas looking at the upcoming Toyotas. And next week he heads, I think, to Los Angeles to look at the upcoming Fords. And really one of the things that we're going to be seeing coming down the pike pretty quick over the next 18 months or 2 years is the introduction of some all-electric vehicles. Ford is really making a push right now, and if you haven't seen it, go on YouTube, take a look at the all-electric Ford F-150 pulling a million-pound train about 1,000 feet. These electric vehicles are incredibly torquey, and Ford is saying that they're going to have the electric F-150 out in the marketplace. I don't think they've given a specific date, but I think they're aiming for the next 18 months, and that's going to be really interesting.
Yeah, I have noticed that a little bit lately, that some companies are moving more towards electric cars. Why do you think that is?
You know, I think that is really where the marketplace is heading. Mm-hmm. With the CAFE standards, with you know, demand from Europe and from other nations, I think electric is probably going to be the way that everything is going to head eventually, either in terms of being a hybrid, fully electric. Toyota is working on fuel cell technology. It's going to be different.
Yeah, and we're in the final kind of seconds here of the program. What can you tell me again about the Dungey's Family of Autos, and what do you want to remind people about this weekend?
Well, you know, of course, Dungey's Family of Autos, Ford, Toyota, and Lincoln. We also have a wide selection of lovingly owned, pre-owned cars, and we would love to help get you into something that fits your needs, fits your lifestyle. Low pressure sales tactics. We're not the old time sales guys. It's kind of a nice sales experience.
Yeah, totally. And of course, you want to go on out to the Bartlesville Municipal Airport this weekend to see the second annual Belanca fly-in.
Definitely want to do that. And like I said, take a kid, get a young woman, get a young man, get them interested in flying.
Yes, you definitely need to get people interested in flying. We could definitely use the people to manufacture planes these days.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's going to do it for Car Talk. That was Jason Breimer with me this morning. Thank you, sir, for joining us.
Thanks,
on the program.
Gary.
And we'll see you guys next week on a Thursday morning at 9:30 at this time. And, of course, we'll have another one-on-one tomorrow with Tom Davis.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.
CBS News on the hour.